These are the days of miracle and wonder. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry. Don't cry. So sang Paul Simon on The Boy in the Bubble. These are the days of lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires. And baby, don't cry. Don't cry. Ah, who's crying now? Trump's apologists are all over the jungle these days trying to mop up the mess he left, accusing the prior president of wiretapping Trump Tower. Kellyanne Conway is always the most entertaining of the surrogates designated for bidet overflows. Suggested what he meant was that this is the day of wiretapping microwaves. Everybody knows that now, and that was only one of many possibilities. TV sets, iPhones, dishwashers, baby monitors, talking toilets. Who could possibly say for sure which smart-ass device was doing the surveillance bidding for that low-life Obama? She sure didn't know, but she was not, she insisted with some petulance, Inspector Gadget. Next question. I know what you're thinking. She's the mole burrowed in the Trump administration, clandestinely working for Saturday Night Live. Deep comedy. Staccato signals of constant misinformation. Tailor-made for another hilarious sketch. There is a boy in the bubble, all right. So deeply out of touch with reality, it probably should scare the bejabbers out of us. But what about those poor folks who pinned their hopes to this guy? It's a turnaround jump shot. It's everybody jumpstart. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. The boy in the bubble and the baby with the baboon heart. Me? I feel sorry for the baboon.